That's right. We don't play commercials.
Boom.
Thank you, T-Rob, for leaving that all the way up and me forgetting about it thanks to me. Yippee!
Yeah, it's T-Rob's fault, guys.
It's definitely T-Rob's Cyclist fault. 100%. I will be pulling his show later this evening. It's game over.
Game Jover.
Guys.
So Jover.
I just beat my Candy Crush level. Is this considered a sport?
No.
Well, candy is a circle, so yes.
What?
Candy does come in
if
cylindrical
If you throw
forms.
It hard enough at someone, it's a sport.
So it's going to be a really short episode about some random stuff.
You. Yeah.
This is one of them. Candy Crush being a sport.
Guys. Yeah. F1. Red Bull's still ahead. Max Verstappen's going to win every race. All right, that's all about F1, I have
awesome.
To say.
We never have to talk about F1 here
Thanks
again.
For listening.
Unless
on the
Verstappen doesn't win, then we have
LP Daytona Beach. What?
Unless Verstappen doesn't win, then we have a lot to talk about.
Stop talking so loud.
Me?
What is talking?
Is talking a sport?
Is talking a sport? Because you can talk in circles. Technically speaking,
you're so right.
No.
I don't think you're right.
No.
Yes,
I think
is.
You're actually very wrong.
I mean, like speech and debate.
Bro, if you say in debate's a sport,
well,
you
no,
stretch
you're wrong.
It.
Maybe. But they are just talking in circles. So, technically.
This one's getting posted to Wicked Studios, that's for sure.
I can't wait for this one.
This one's
dead. My goodness. We're going to be having suspicious homies.
What?
Yes.
Soon.
Tallulah needs to get...
I'm like pseudo trained for it. I guess I need to get real trained.
You need to get real trained, and then we can start it back up.
True and real.
I'm so excited for Suspicious Homies. Yippee! Hey.
Yeah. What's up?
What's going on?
What is up? Should we introduce ourselves?
Oh, that's a good
idea.
Nope.
That's a good idea.
Nah.
I'm the usual, so I'm not going to introduce
Who
myself.
Who are you?
Meow.
Who am I? That was a car.
I'm a dude. I'm a dude that's been playing Fallout New Vegas. In between tests.
You're
smart.
The grind.
So smart.
Yeah.
College.
Woo.
Yippee.
Guys, I have a solution.
What?
Just don't do the test.
That's
more
it.
New Vegas time.
I'm gonna use that for tomorrow's calc exam. It's gonna be fun.
Calc.
What
three?
Is a calc?
No, not calc, my bad. Diffie Q.
Oh.
What is a Diffie Q?
Differential.
Bless you.
Bless equations.
You. And DJ Flyby, I'd be happy you don't know.
Yeah, okay, I'll never have to experience
just
that, thank God.
Live blissfully in ignorance. Okay.
I will.
No, what you gotta do is just get Professor Jacobs because he's so good.
Shout out.
Well, thank you for telling me that before I started the semester.
I probably did tell you that. But, like, he's also definitely, like, really difficult to get because everyone wants him because he's, like, literally 4.9 stars.
He's so
Dr.
good.
Dr. Berzovsky.
Oh, yeah.
He's really good.
So good.
I have, I forget so his good. Name, but he's okay. He's just
yeah, that
very,
guy's so
very
good.
Sleep-inducing. So,
unfortunately, there's so quite a few professors that are able to do that.
No. Yeah.
Thank you for the bouncy ball effect. Hey, did you guys hear that Rockville had a record-breaking attendance of over 170,000 music fans
no.
over 4 days last
no
year?
No way.
No.
Well, welcome to Rockville's returning to Daytona International Speedway, May 9th through the 12th, to kick off the festival season bigger and better than ever. Welcome to Rockville is excited to announce the addition of a fifth music stage and 50 additional bands. That's a lot.
That is actually
Dang.
Crazy.
Yeah, that is a lot.
Bringing
that is a
the
lot.
Total
the
music lineup.
Lineup
to an impressive 150 bands for Welcome to Rockville 2024. If you want more information, you can visit www.welcometorockville.com for more information.
They got to prepare themselves for Cadeville. Welcome to Cadeville.
Who's going to play there?
Dude, a million bands.
Kate. It's just Kate.
It's just Kate.
It's that for like 3 hours.
Should we keep introducing ourselves?
Yeah, I think we should finish the introductions. Yeah. Who's next?
Is it me next?
I don't think it's you next.
Yeah.
Whoever wants
Connor
to go next.
Introduction.
Go next.
It's DJ Lulu. What up? Yeah, that's all I got.
I reserve my time.
What?
They say it in like what?
Guys, this is DJ. What's up, guys? This is DJ IDKY.
Woo!
I reserve my time.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is DJ Lightning.
Yeah.
Yep.
Cool.
Yep.
That's all I have to say. That's it. That's all for me.
Thanks for listening. No.
It will
that's
be
it. You've heard me. That's enough.
It will be a shorter episode.
Not that short. Not that short. Short? I can say words.
It'll be a short episode.
Short episode.
So does anybody have any actual serious sports updates?
I didn't introduce myself, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Can you turn on my mic?
No. It is on?
Turn on my mic, though.
It is on?
Turn on my mic, though. Trust. No, it's okay. Turn on my mic.
Your mic is on.
Turn behind you.
No, turn on my mic, though.
Oh.
Yeah, turn
that,
on.
That mic. There you go.
Oh, what is that? Oh, how's that sound? Is that good?
Sure.
All right. What is up, everybody? It is DJ Flyby. How you doing?
Well, yeah.
We're talking about sports. This mic is so good. So good.
Thank you.
Yeah. Is that everybody here in the studio, or do we have more?
I think that's it.
I don't have eyes, so.
This is DJ Lightning.
Is there anybody else?
Do you want me to go get him?
Excuse me?
Oh, you have somebody else who's coming in?
Who's that dark shadow over there?
Oh my! Wait, do you want me to go get him?
Yeah,
yeah,
get him.
Let me.
That's me walking, by the way. I'm walking over. Hey, come over here. No, like come over here. Like we're doing our show. Yeah. Come over here. Like seriously. Like we're about to start recording our show. All right, he's walking over. Douche. That's him walking. Douche. Okay.
Yo, what is up? What's up, everybody on the Wicked 102.5. It's Gregnar back again. With
dude, I
episode.
Just lost my Candy Crush level. I'm
what's
so
up,
mad.
Gamers?
You're not a very good sports player.
You know, Gregnar's very good at Candy Crush. So, yeah. Anyways, sports.
Sports. Yeah. Who's got a sports update? Oh. I still have not picked a team for the UFL, the Rocks League.
Okay, well, I've actually got something.
Go.
I heard that the Devils are doing pretty well in the in hockey. And
they lost to the Mets. Wait, not the Mets. The Rangers.
That would be impressive. They lost.
They lost
the
in
Mets.
A sport they don't play.
Yeah, well, they probably
sense.
Did.
That would make sense.
The Rangers beat the Devils.
It's all about the Rangers.
All
baby.
About the Rangers.
Okay, so from the standing right now, the Devils are like number fourth in the Metropolitan League, and they're poised to go to the top 16, which is the playoffs, which is great. Sorry, I'm only focusing on the Devils because they're my home team and I really like them. But I mean, I guess the rest of them are doing pretty well too.
Oh God,
hockey's happening.
Yeah, Rangers, by the way, is number one in the Metropolitan section. So
yeah,
good for them, I guess. I'm not happy about it because I'm New Jersey, but you know what can I do?
Dude, that's the biggest L.
I actually have a sport too. Is anybody else going or can I go?
You could go.
Yeah, so baseball is played between two teams over the course of 9 innings. An inning is split into a top half of the inning where the visiting team bats and the home team plays defense, and at the bottom half of the inning where the visiting team plays defense and the home team bats. Yeah, a batter who is able to advance around all three bases to cross home plate counts as a run, and the team with the most runs wins. Now, you're probably thinking to yourself, the most important rules of baseball, they are, getting the batters out. The defense can get hitters out with strikeouts, groundouts, flyouts, and tagouts. You know. And one more thing, a team scores when a batter is able to advance around all three bases and then crosses home plate. Each batter that crosses home plate counts as one run.
I have a fun fact about baseball. My mic is really loud in my ears.
Yeah.
That's not the fun fact. The fun fact is that every MLB stadium has slightly different rules because they're not a standard size and shape.
Interesting.
So the standards for all of them are different.
Other fun fact, if y'all are in denial, the balls are weighted.
Denial is a river in Egypt.
Actually, no, it's not.
You got funny not? Jokes.
Ratatouille took place in Ratatouille, France.
So real.
Y'all should go
so
look
real.
That up. Like, really, for real.
For reals.
On Jimmy John.
On Jimmy John. Do you guys know what iFunny is?
Yes, I've heard
it's a horrible app. A horrible app.
Wait, Connor, do you know what iFunny is? I don't know if you do for sure.
If you're ever wondering what our conversations are like in the office, it's approximately this.
Yeah. It's a sport. It's trying to keep up with everything.
Yeah, for real.
Oh, God. What was I going to say? Funny is kind of funny because it's not funny. You know, so it's like contradictory.
That was so funny.
The watermarks are really funny.
You should be a comedian.
Should
we do
stand up?
Should we each do stand up? I think we should do stand up.
No.
Actually, should we rap?
No.
I think we should rap. Connor,
you should rap.
What about that airplane food?
How about that airplane food?
I've never heard anybody like say that as a joke other than to make fun of comedians. And I don't understand where it came from. I was thinking about this very in depth the other day.
I think it came from Seinfeld.
Was that a Seinfeld thing?
I'm pretty sure that's the first skit on the Seinfeld show.
How about the Mets?
How about the Mets?
Mm-hmm.
How about the Mets?
Also, if we want to rap, I can lay down a sick beat.
All right. Wait, should we get a recorded beat or Peter beat?
Peter beat.
All right, we should each do a rap.
I'm not doing a rap.
I'm not
starting
rapping.
With Connor, then Tallulah,
no,
then
rapping.
Kate, then Carter.
Dude,
then
I have no idea how to rap.
No, you got that.
It's a rap. I like to eat rats.
Yeah.
What?
Okay.
I eat
Ratatouille
raps.
Takes place in Ratatouille, France. Yeah.
Yo. Rats. Rats. Are they rubber rats? Rubber rats driving me crazy. We gotta do it like
I actually just went to ChatGPT and looked up a rap.
Oh, that's
gotta,
a good idea.
You
can we do that? That's a sport.
You gotta do it like the Harry Potter sock puppets where we all join in with
Snape.
Severus.
We're not doing that whole thing.
Why?
Dumbledore.
Oh god.
Oh my gosh. No way.
Twinsies.
Dude. You have like a soundboard?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
No.
I'm going to get ChatGPT to make me a rap and then I will rap it.
What's your rap about?
Do you have one?
Bless you.
And if you're listening in your car, didn't mean to make you crash your car, but just sneezed. Sorry about that. Are we all getting our raps ready?
I'll get
one.
Whoever
has
it ready.
I'm not going to rap.
All right, I'm getting mine
ready. Not a fan of rapping.
I have mine ready. Can I go right now?
Sure. Yeah, let's hear it. All right, Peter.
Yep, ready. Hold on. Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Hey, I'll be your ad libs. I got you.
Okay, that was it.
What?
Wow. Kate, your turn.
That was incredible. All right,
do you guys
Kate,
like
you ready?
It? It was like,
ready?
Yeah. It was like
ready?
An interpretation
I'm gonna do a brand
on
new
modern
beat, okay?
Art.
One,
okay.
Two, three.
How was that?
That was excellent.
That was incredible. That was incredible. All right. Okay. Are you ready, Tula?
Wait. Do you want my beat?
Either is fine.
You know what? Actually, no. Kate,
what if we did
it,
both beats at once? Double time. Ready?
Yes.
One, two, three, go.
I feel like we should have coordinated on BPM.
Okay,
we'll
ready,
go
ready?
That's important.
120.
Hold on. Okay. You ready? Are you ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three, four.
Hey.
Hey. Hey.
Hey.
Oh, am I going?
Yeah. Yeah. Connor's watching TikTok on iFunny. Yeah. He is not really funny. Yeah.
He picked a boogie out of his nose. Yeah.
Yeah, but then he put it in his mouth and go in his tummy. Yeah. Hey.
And then it went back to his nose. Yeah.
Yeah, but then he realized.
He got too boogie. Yeah.
Yeah, he don't know where to go. Yeah.
He ate Qdoba, yeah.
Yeah, the Qdoba went straight to his stomach, yeah.
And then it went out his stomach, yeah.
And then he had to lay down for about 45 minutes and go to the bathroom for another 45 minutes.
And
yeah.
Then it went back in his tummy.
He needed some of that anti-diarrhea medi, yeah.
Yo, we better be sponsored by Pepto-Bismol, yeah.
Pepto-Bismol milkshake, yeah.
Yo, milkshake, put it in my mouth.
This is how you rap.
I'ma eat that. Yeah.
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 Marinated chicken Pepto-Bismol, yeah.
Yo, this the sound of a bag.
This is the sound of a robot.
Pirates on a boat. Pirates on a boat.
How was your Cordoba today?
Oh, yeah. So, you know how we just did that rap? Real story. Yeah.
I'm going to be totally honest. I wasn't listening to the rap. I was too busy doing other things.
You know, I had pulled pork. Don't get the pulled pork. On God. You know what I'm craving right now?
Pulled pork?
Jimmy John's.
On Jimmy John's.
Like,
I
on Jimmy John's.
Never had Jimmy John's before.
It's really? So wet.
Ew.
The sandwiches
says,
are wet.
You know what I
that
could
was
really,
one of the ways to describe something.
You know
something
what I could really go for
ever.
Right now? A soggy sandwich. That's what
on
you just said.
Jimmy John.
Dude, Jimmy just John. Get a normal sandwich and put it in the fridge. You know what I'm saying?
Or just dunk it in water if you don't have time.
Truly unfortunate.
What?
Oops. I'm trying to like recreate that noise.
Sorry.
I can't
what
do
this?
It.
Can you recreate this one?
Oh, that,
all right,
that
thanks,
really
guys.
Compliments the Roz
this
voice.
Sucks. So
actually,
bad.
I have a segment for you, Connor.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready. Okay,
go.
So for those of you who don't remember, last week I criticized all the NBA logos and then the college basketball logos, and I found, based on those logos, who's going to win the win their respective leagues. All right, well, I have a brand new segment on this, and now we're rating NHL leagues. So first of all, I'm getting rid of anything with letters. So that's it. Gets rid of, like, half of the stuff.
Okay.
That was really good. We're also gonna follow the same rule of last week, where we're taking away anything that specifically says anything about hockey.
Hockey? Like a hockey puck or a stick.
Like, yeah,
or
like a hockey puck or a hockey stick. But unfortunately, there's not a lot of those. So we're left with quite a few. I'm taking a look. They're all very creative. There's simply less letters.
Sorry.
There's less letters.
Not bad.
No, you're good. You're good. Don't worry.
Yeah, keep going.
Who are you calling? Okay, never mind.
He'd be communicating.
He'd be communicating. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's calling
no,
someone.
Keep going. Keep going.
He's calling someone special. Anyway, based on the logos that I see here, and based on my own prejudice, I'm going to say that the Spartan wins. That's a really cool one. And then we're gonna. And I think the runner-up is Tampa Bay Lightning, for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
And then third place is. Oh, I don't know what that. Oh, I like the one that's like it's a music note. That's pretty cool. Yeah. So those are my top three: the Spartan, Tampa Bay Lightning, and the music note, wherever those are. Thank you for listening to Peter's bullcrap logos. Really appreciate it.
Music.
Yeah.
I can't spell words.
Music note NHL logo. At least it looks like an NHL. It looks like a music note.
It's. Oh, it's the St. Louis Blues. St. Louis? St. Louis?
St. Louis Blues? I gave third place to the St. Louis Blues. That's unfortunate. Anyway.
Unfortunate.
Mm-hmm. I gotta look up what the Spartan logo
is this
now.
One?
Yeah, it's that one.
It's pretty cool.
St. Louis Spartan Blues. Spartan logo NHL. Let's see here. Oh, good. They're not telling me. Oh, it's the Ottawa Senators. I'm terribly sorry, guys. I did not mean to give the winning to Canada. But
whoops,
well, Canada.
Oh, well.
What is oh,
well.
It?
What is
it?
Cash or Canada's good at hockey anyway. At least I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
Canada has.
There's like no ice up there.
Canada has maple syrup world supply. Doomsday.
What?
They have
oh,
a lot of
yeah,
maple
yeah.
syrup.
That's true.
They have like
a vault
of syrup.
In the same way that we have cheese under in our caves underneath the United States.
Right.
Yeah.
I want McDonald's so bad right now.
Also
dude,
chickens.
Double quarter pounder with cheese.
Oh,
eggs
Connor,
maybe.
Let's go. We'll get it for free. We'll get it for free.
How will you guys get it for free?
Don't ask.
Don't forget about it.
Oh, okay. No, I get it. Wink, 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 wink.
No.
Anyway.
We got it for free.
No, they aren't they very not. Smart when it comes to the lake crew.
They get busy too to be on their you know on their behalf.
True. That is true.
That's good. That's great.
They'd be getting busy.
Yeah. It's good. Get started right now.
Very nice.
Yippee!
You know, speaking of fast food places, did you guys hear that Wendy's is trying new surge based pricing?
No.
And because of
surge
that,
based?
Well, it's like how
I'm gonna have to.
It's
intervene.
Like how the price is raised for Uber whenever it's like
it's busy.
Whenever it's busy. Same
oh, yeah,
way.
For
so
Wendy's.
Like for lunch
so,
yes. rush and dinner rush, prices are gonna go up. And that's I've never hated a company more.
Bro,
so
five
I'm gonna
guys
show
did that,
up at
it would
one
be like
$37
for a side of
for
fries.
For a single guy.
I'm gonna what? Show up to Wendy's at 1 a.m. and demand my Whopper.
Whopper, 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 Whopper.
That's an idea. I'm gonna. That's right. We'll show up at like McDonald's 1 a.m. Get Whoppers for 5 cents.
All right, guys. This was a fun episode.
We're not done yet. What are you talking about?
No, I'm just saying it was a fun episode.
Yeah.
I'm talking in past tense right now.
Hey
I was
guys.
Talking in past
you
tense.
You were talking
past
wait,
right then.
Could All right, we're going to create a sport right now. We all have to talk in third person for the rest of it, the episode.
Connor doesn't like that.
But what if Peter doesn't want to do that?
Wait, you said we're creating our own
what
sports?
If
I already
just
got one
didn't.
In the bag. This is shout Kate of a
honestly
bag.
Doesn't care.
Well, Connor thinks that's too bad.
Connor, you've never created a sport. Let's hear your sport.
I definitely feel like Connor
has
definitely
made
it.
He just said I.
He's out. He's out. He's out. He lost.
Lost. Connor, let's hear your sport. Let's hear your sport, Connor.
I thought I was out. I thought I was done.
No. Let's hear your sport.
Okay. My sport.
He's already out. Let him
cook. Connor, tell us your sport.
Let him cook.
My sport.
I'm kidding. All right, tell us your sport.
Connor's sport.
My sport would be... This might already be a thing, mm-hmm. but I think it would be really funny to do a sport that is like catfish wrangling.
Yo.
We get like huge catfish.
That's fun.
And put it into a mud pond.
Peter likes that idea.
So like a very shallow, filled with mud pond.
Uh-huh.
So and you would like put a bunch of people that posted like pictures of themselves that are photoshopped on the internet and then find them and put them in muddy water.
Dude, I could do that right now.
Oh.
Catfish versus catfish.
Peter thinks that's funny.
We find catfish.
Kate gives herself three new lives.
Fight catfishers.
Mm-hmm.
And wrestle.
Catfishy. Cat.
Fish eye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carter says, yeah.
There's my sport.
That's a good sport.
Catfish versus catfish wrestling.
I
that's
always
actually
thought
fire.
This is... God damn it.
Oh my God. That is my general manager right there.
Chat.
I always... So my parents watch this show called The Masked Singer.
That's a great show.
It's an interesting show. It's very funny because they like play up all of their reactions a lot. But one thing that I think would be really funny... is if we did, or like if instead of a celebrity, they just placed one random person who's just like some guy.
So like so America's like Brian, Got Talent.
Yep, I guess basically. But it's like they take it off. It's like, oh, who's it going to be? They're like, oh, it's Usher. And it's like, it's Brian from accounting.
Jeff from Costco.
Like that would be so much more entertaining to me.
Kate has an idea to go on to your idea.
What is it?
Instead of... like, you know the one where they hit the buttons when they like the person?
The voice?
Yeah.
Instead, if they don't like them, they, like, pelt them with, like, tomatoes.
We cannot put
tomatoes. That's funny.
That would be, like...
The board of Wicked does not support violence.
Wicked as a whole.
Retweet.
Well, I had to refer...
You said whole? You said whole?
Oh.
What?
Who's left?
Me.
All
no.
of us.
I gave. Wait,
no.
Kate gave herself.
Peter is the only one left.
It's
good
either.
Job, Peter.
Is it Peter and is.
That Ryan
it?
Already lost. Ryan it's only Peter.
All right, Peter won.
Peter
Congrats.
Won.
Wait, what's the sport? I didn't hear the sport.
Talking about yourself. In
Peter
the
still
place.
Has a sport to share. So, Peter has heard of underwater basket weaving.
Dude, he's going
to
do this
water
for the
polo.
Next like, 3 years.
So,
straight.
What Peter thinks is underwater DJing.
That would be so good for the equipment.
So oh, absolutely. Good. Peter
Especially
thinks
in
that
salt water.
Put the 3, absolutely down. Nothing could go wrong with underwater DJing.
In the ocean.
Honestly? Yes. In
right
fact, Peter thinks that we should just drop a few DJs out in the Bermuda Triangle.
Wait,
and
what, like, what would be the logistics of that, like underwater DJing?
Just
what do you
keep
do?
Like a roll of paper towels on it.
Just
should
put,
be fine.
Put it in a sub.
Throw some
subwoofer?
Rice at it.
No, Subway.
A
put
sub.
A rig
Subway,
on
like
a
Subway
$5
sandwich.
Subway
Wait,
surfers.
How do you order your? What do you get on Subway sandwiches?
Well, for Peter gets for Subway sandwiches.
Probably.
Can I
sandwich.
Stop this now since I want?
Yeah,
no.
You're good.
Okay, great.
You have to do it for the rest
so
of your life.
So what I get for Subway sandwiches?
Dude, I know my order.
I don't
Me
think
too.
I've ordered
order
anything
from
Subway in like since September. But
oh.
What's in terms of like Boar's Head, which is like a discount Subway.
What? Subway is a discount Boar's Head.
What?
You get
anyway,
quality
Peter
meat from
that.
Boar's
the
Head.
The point. What I get, a roast beef with provolone, and I get spinach and tomatoes and pickles on there.
Spinach.
There was a long time where I just got the fried chicken with provolone and pickles.
Yeah, pickles.
Yeah.
On God. On Jimmy John.
Are you leaving us?
No.
He's leaving us.
What's up?
Bye.
What's up? Nice knowing you, Carter.
What's a pickle?
What's a pickle?
Yeah.
A cucumber. It's what I put on my sandwich. In sour juice with garlic and...
You take a pickle, you put some salt in it,
dill,
there you go.
You ever seen a tire?
I have. Ryan.
Yeah.
What's your Subway order?
My Subway order. Okay.
Yeah.
So we're going to do ham, pepperoni. Okay.
Ooh.
Oh, turkey.
Crazy. Oh, man.
All right.
Yep. Homie getting the meat.
Chicken.
Back.
Toasted or untoasted?
Yo. Toasted. Meat, I'm not done, though. Chicken, beef, pork.
Don't stop, Ryan. Keep going.
Oh, you know me, Peter. So we're going to get all those meats, right? Then we're going to slap them on a plain white bagel. Okay.
And you lost me.
I just wanted to let you know.
Yeah.
Subway doesn't have bagels.
Oh.
They do have like foot long cookies though, or something.
So we're gonna
like
get a foot long.
Why don't we get 2 foot long cookies and put all that meat on there?
Yeah. So we'll get
the sweet and savory aspect. Honestly,
yes.
I really like
so,
that.
So foot long cookie. We're gonna put all those meats on. Then we're gonna get cheese. Okay, we gotta get the cheese. So it's gonna be American, Swiss.
Are you an oil and vinegar type of guy?
What?
So do you like oil, right?
Hey, let me finish.
Banana peppers? Hey,
but let me finish, though. So we're gonna get all those cheeses, right? Toast that, John. Okay, nice and cheesy. Nom, 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 nom. Okay? And next, what we're gonna do is we're gonna put lettuce, pickles.
Oh, thank God.
More pickles, probably.
Keep going.
This sounds like a how to basic sandwich.
Yeah,
please,
yeah. So
put
then,
as many pickles on there as possible.
So more pickles, and then what we're gonna we're gonna get banana peppers. You ever seen a banana pepper?
Yeah.
Yeah, but
it looks really weird. It looks like a banana.
No, not like that though. But anyways, so we're gonna slap that on there. Slap that on there, if you know what I mean. So all that's gonna be on there, okay? Then we're gonna get
competitive Subway sandwich. Maybe.
What sauce should we put on the sandwich?
Dude, mayo.
Mayo.
Extra
yes.
mayo.
We are going to absolutely squeeze. A big tube of mayo. You ever seen like a tube? We're gonna squeeze a tube of mayo onto our sandwich. Okay.
Actually, you know what?
I
think we should put a different. Yeah. We should put a different white sauce in there. Ranch. Ranch dressing.
Yes, we're gonna get
honestly
a big
ranch,
tube of ranch. Slap
hold on,
it
hold
on
hold
that
on.
Thing.
Opinion.
Sorry, I'm peeking.
Ranch is way too wet for the sandwich. You gotta stick with the mayo.
Yeah. So we're gonna go mayo. We have a guest for sports. Slap that on there.
We have guest for sports.
Gabe, you're facing a mic right now. You can talk.
Gabe, you ever eat mayo? Gabe, you ever eat mayo, bud?
What?
Gabe, do you ever eat mayo?
Yes.
Yeah, so what we're going to do is we're going to slap some mayo on our cookie foot-long sandwich with all the meats and all the cheeses and banana peppers and pickles because we love
it. Do you
pickles.
Think they'll fold that hamburger or hot dog style?
They're going to fold it both ways. It's going to be like origami.
It was toasted, right?
It's folded to look like a crane.
But don't forget, before we do that, we're going to
construction crane.
Some mayo on this sandwich. We're gonna
wait, are you gonna chop it off with some Italian seasoning, salt and pepper?
Yeah, you can turn me down more. Slap it on that. And then we're gonna put some salt, pepper, and oregano.
Okay, hold on. Yeah. Pause before we go back to your delectable order.
Okay.
New game drop. We have to talk like we're playing Fortnite. So we have to, it sounds like we're late.
He's on me. One hit.
No. Like, you know how they're
he's
like...
slapping the mayo on me. Help me.
He's
I'm
like,
one tap. He's got the mayo on me.
No, it's like, I want chicken on my sandwich. I want pickles on my sandwich.
And he's at the top of the map, cranking 90s.
One hit.
Slap. One hit.
Mayo. Oh.
Broke up mayo bombed.
Yo, move to the circle. Move. Slap it. Move to the circle.
You know who has really bad... storm awareness?
Who?
Dylan.
Yeah, Dylan, if you're listening to this.
He's not.
He's definitely not. He's definitely with Olivia right now. But anyways, back to the sandwich. We're going to stick. You ever seen butter?
Like just
oh,
have
yeah,
seen
so
butter?
Like butter. We're going to put butter on this sandwich.
I watched somebody eat like a spoonful of butter remaking.
This morning.
Remaking
American
what is it? Kraft, cheese. Yeah, Kraft American cheese.
I don't like what's happening right now.
Okay, guys. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Guys, come on.
Okay.
Hey,
sorry.
Reel it in.
We're like underwater. It's bubbles, you know.
Yo. Lock in.
Anyway.
Lock it in.
Anyway. Anyway, you were saying about what is it? Are we still talking about Subway?
Bro, we're gonna
slap that. What's a subway?
It's a religion.
It's a collection of trains that run underneath
the earth. Dude, trains. And do I have a word or two about trains?
What do you have to say about trains?
What does that have to do with the sport?
Yeah.
Well, competitive train racing, have you ever heard of that?
Like Subway Surfers?
No.
Except they're all on the same track.
They're all on the same track.
So you can't get around each other.
No,
there's
no.
Already a winner chosen.
No, they pass.
How?
Going over Magic. The other one.
They jump.
Can't go over it. Can't go under it. Gotta go through it. You just knock the other one off the track when you hit a turn. Hit it so hard that... The centripetal acceleration caused by the moment about the... Yeah.
That was a good one.
Ooh,
we should bring bumper cars into I-95.
Now that's an idea. That's an idea.
Some people do that already.
I already do that.
I have a selfie of me with, like, a car fire on I-95.
What does that have to do with the sport, though?
Dude, you don't understand the competitive.
Did you burn your car?
So, 10 miles.
Dang.
Okay. Well, moving on, I guess, because that wasn't a sport.
Yeah, it was.
You
wouldn't know. You're not from up north.
True.
Yep. Does anybody have any actual sports? Like,
no.
Legitimate sports?
Gaga ball.
That's not a sport.
It is
Gaga
literally
ball's
a sport.
Crazy.
Gaga ball's
pretty fun. Oh, you know what? I have something. I was looking up this before. Okay.
BattleBots?
No, not BattleBots. I have no clue what's going on with BattleBots. I feel like, if anything, I would have heard about it on the most reliable source possible, Instagram. But anyway, I was looking up if they have a bowling competition, and they actually do, and it's called the United States Bowling Congress Open Championships.
Congress.
Clearly, you've never seen Kingpin.
I mean,
holy.
Can he bowl?
Bro, I just factory reset with that sneeze.
You know, one time.
Let me introduce you to bowling.
Listen, this is a sport. All right, relevant to sports. One time, I was in the shower, sneezed, and hit my head on the wall.
That's great.
That's wonderful. Let me introduce you to bowling.
Let's go back to bowling.
Okay.
Dude,
so
I threw my shoe at someone while we were bowling.
Let's go back to bowling.
No, it's relevant to bowling. I threw my shoe at someone and missed them, and it went on to, like, the slippery part.
All right, let's go back to bowling.
Did you?
let's go back to bowling,
anyway.
Peter.
Anyway,
so listen, I was
Okay, so... First of all, don't get any ideas of stealing my mic. My mic's over here now. I don't want my mic turned off. And second of all, it's called the United States Bowling Congress Open Championships. And I know it's probably not referring to actual Congress, but I was just thinking, guys, who do you think, if all the members of, let's say the members of the Senate, bowled, who do you think would win?
Mitch McConnell?
I don't know. I feel like you'd kind of take a... I feel like you'd kind of get someone
I'm sorry. That was the first name that came to my mind. I don't know who's in Congress.
Hold on. I'm gonna take a look at the senators.
I couldn't name
any
senator.
Like, when I was bowling.
okay. All right. U.S. Senate current senators. They're not even giving me faces.
I mean, there's a lot of them. No.
I think Cory Booker would be a good bowler. Don't you think?
Sure.
Cory Booker and Bernie Sanders.
Is he a senator?
Yeah. Yes. I think so. He's somewhere in there.
I'm once again asking you for spares.
I am once again asking for the ramp for the bowling ball.
I am once again
asking for the bumpers.
Oh no.
You know, there's also John Fetterman. He could be a good bowler. I mean, his head is bald. It looks like a bowling ball already. It could be perfect.
No. Throws. Slide down the thing.
No. Let's see. Who else?
Honestly,
Bob Menendez. Actually,
guys,
no, he's about
Jimmy
to
John's closes at 9.
Who else?
Guy, here, wait,
how
Peter,
does that relate to
out.
Sports, Ryan?
Yes, Jimmy John's is a sport.
Go for it. Let's hear it.
Hear me out. Senate dodgeball.
Oh,
Connor
that'd be
has
so much
his,
fun.
And that's how laws are passed.
Connor has his finger on your mic, ready to turn it off at any second.
I didn't do anything wrong.
Well, Jimmy John's courses are nice.
Hey, Kate. Hey, Kate. Hello?
No.
Is
that's,
someone
that's
talking?
That's a good question. Who do you think would win a Senate dodgeball competition? I still think John Fetterman,
know.
Because his head looks
easily
like a dodgeball.
Ted Cruz.
Probably, like...
We need someone built.
Dude,
someone
I can't
built.
Say
with
anything
that,
without
say,
getting, like,
wait,
political.
Who's
Bernie
that
Sanders.
One senator?
Who's the buffest member of the U.S. Senate?
I have no idea.
What about Mark Kelly? Is Mark Kelly
easily
still alive?
Paul McCartney.
Wait, Mark Kelly's... Okay, never mind. Sorry, my bad.
Clearly Mitch McConnell. He is the buffest.
I think Mark Kelly. He was an astronaut, you know?
Yeah, so he has to be in good shape for that.
Mark Kelly, not R. Kelly. R. Kelly is not part of the Senate. He's serving a different sentence.
Okay.
Anyway.
So, I guess we're going to end it there. Holy cow.
Hi, Connor Lackey.
Thanks for listening on the Wicked 102.5 WIKD LP Daytona Beach.
Oh
my goodness.
I feel like I'm
Oh, wow. Okay.
See you guys next week. It will hopefully be more entertaining than
sports. This was very awesome. I don't know. I thought that was entertaining.
Yeah,
we love sports. We love sports.